Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, we have a couple of fantastic filmmakers here in Wilmington, Gordon Del Giorno and Michelangelo Rodriguez. Hello, how are you guys? Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Hello.
And once again, news from the two of you. It seems like there's always something coming up. And it is fantastic. Today we're going to talk about an upcoming film from, I understand, Michelangelo Rodriguez. The name Slavery's Children.
That's correct.
And we're just, we were promoting and sharing the ideas of the Wilmingtonian. So we're still talking about that. Next thing I know, Michelangelo, you're coming up with these Slavery's Children. So you got to tell us about. What is that all about? Well, where did the idea come from? It seems that Gordon wants to go first.
No, I don't, but he said his voice is hurting. Yeah. So, you know, I'd love to hog the attention if I can. Yeah. So, go ahead, Mike.
Slavery's Children. Well, as you know, I used to be a university professor, so there's another side to me, which I like to call intellectual. And then there's okay. The writer side. So, although I've been thinking lately about the causes of violence, what causes people to kill other people, and I was wondering if it was genetic or it was coming down from people who had been abused in the past, and this was sort of something that had been passed down from generation to generation.
So you think Slavery's Children is your reflection on violence?
Well, it's not my reflection. We have actually interviewed 3 or 4 people.
Okay.
And Gordon will tell you about who they are. They're very interesting people. And how their lives have been affected by being a slave.
Mm-hmm.
Slave, we just use that in a general term.
Okay, not necessarily the concept of slavery that is pervasive, but...
Yeah, so, you know, if you think of slavery and it's, you know, when people think of slavery, they might think of the slaves coming over from, like, say, Africa or something like that, and that sort of civil war type slavery.
Mm-hmm.
But what we found and what we were doing with this is interviewing people that have different types of slavery, and I'll give you some examples. One would be... There's a woman that in Maryland that had her great great grandfather had slaves, and they call it the white fairy tale. Where as they were growing up, we're told that no, he set them free, and he was good to them, and they took their names and stuff like that. Well, when they still have the property. So we went in and we're talking to them about how she went back in and saw a document where her great great grandfather had sued the state of Maryland for property in quotes. That property were these people. And he wanted to be paid for them. And so she saw that it was all a big lie when she was fed and her family was fed for many years that. And these people now had names because he had put names and ages and, you know, what health they were in at the time. So now we're uncovering sort of this, but they have a name now. And she's trying to track their ancestors and their people that may be still alive right now. So almost an apology to say, you know, we're sorry. Mm-hmm. So it was a pretty intense interview. And then there's another one who's a transgender. We're interviewing who, in this person's mind, they were slaves because they just didn't know if they were human at one point because of this odd thing. Another one was a African-American homosexual who was abused at work and sued and then found out that his, I don't want to give away the movie, but found out that this person was... nephew was killed and molested by a black man. So she had this hatred. And then he understood. So he wasn't as angry with the lawsuit. And then the one that's really disturbing but very powerful is a woman who her mother pimped her and her sister out at 8-9 years old. To be prostitutes.
Okay.
And so, you know, very intense stuff. But what's amazing is the way they've all survived and done. So mm-hmm. when we talk about the violence part and how people react, we're mm-hmm. trying to figure out if it's genetic. So there's more to the story, but we're just getting these four stories as the base of what we're going to do.
What a powerful testament. Now I get it when you meant slavery is more a mental state of mind. More than the real concept. Well, the concept that typically comes to mind when talking about slavery. Mm-hmm. So, Michelangelo, what made you think about something like this?
Well, I use a general term, echoes of trauma.
Okay.
I've been sent some very interesting articles from folks around the world. And one of the quotes they sent me is that children of people mm-hmm. who experienced early life stress are more likely to develop behavioral and psychiatric problems despite mm-hmm. not having been exposed to childhood stress themselves. So they're even saying that this is transmitted through sexual relations between folks in these conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're making this documentary. It's not just talking heads. I like to see it as a robust documentary. It's going to be a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's here in Delaware. And I think we're going to be breaking new ground with it.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be showing the triumphs to these people. So it's not just this real disturbing thing like,
right.
whoa, you know. It's showing how they've survived and actually prospered in their life. So I think that's sort of the payoff where people feel like, oh, I don't want to come see that. It's going to be too hard for me to watch. Well, it is until you see the outcomes of what these people have done.
There you go. It's about the celebration of what they've done afterwards.
Right.
And a testament of a powerful story of somebody that overcame that kind of situation. To demonstrate that in spite of difficulties, as far as I'm listening to you guys, they succeeded.
Right.
So it sounds to me that you're thinking about continuing the documentary to incorporate more stories that might reflect this kind of slavery state of mind, correct?
Mm-hmm. Is that yeah? We're gonna base it around these four, but we're bringing in professional psychiatrists and things like that to give another insight to what the human mind goes through mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. that would be interesting to give it some validity to that. We're just not telling a bunch of stories for the entertainment
right.
value of it. There's
right.
there's a lot to this. And Michael has a stream of thought as a creative guy, and
uh-huh.
and I'm the producer that sort of says, no, Michael, we can't have Joe Biden parachute from a helicopter. It's just not going to work. Here's what I can work with.
There you go. That's a good point. And you know what? For those who are not like me, that familiar with the filming industry in terms of who's directing, who's producing, how that relationship works. Tell us about that kind of experience. One is a creative mm-hmm. mind, in this case the director, and the other one is a producer that yeah. says, this is it.
Well, a lot of cheap Puerto Rican rum that he provides is what keeps us together.
The way it works is that I usually get inspiration like late at night, and we'll talk.
Uh-huh.
Around 9 a.m., I'll say, hey, we should start the film this way. And he says, well, that's a great idea. And then we can do this and we can do this.
Uh-huh.
So he is, in my experience with other people, they've always shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
I know women understand this, where they're shut down when they want to express themselves creatively. Mm-hmm. And myself, too, you get shut down. But with Gordon, he's very... He says, well, this is an interesting idea. Let's work with it. He doesn't shut you down.
Well, that's important. So the role of a producer is supporting and maybe nurturing the director's creative mind. Is that what
it is? Oh, yeah. I mean, and others. I mean, I always say that I'm everybody's friend and everybody's enemy at the same time. I'm the bearer of bad news, mm-hmm. but I'm also... I try to get the people that are specialized in certain strengths and put them together. It's like a project manager at a company. Or,
there you go.
That's how you could relate to it. And people always ask what producers do. Well,
uh-huh.
we do a lot more than people would give credit for. We think they think, oh, you make all the money. Well, trust me, I don't make all the money, or I wouldn't be, you know, here, you know. But no, it's really a great collaborative effort that we've done with the Womantonian stuff, and Michelangelo is, you know, he's given me the leeway to really dig into some new projects, which right. I'm interested. And documentaries are our film brothers' specialty. That's what we do. We get into the emotional
needs. That's your thing. And we need to talk about the project that you guys are thinking as well. But let me re-engage with the audience to let them know that you're listening into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV, as I said, for the Delaware State of the Arts radio show. Our guests today are Gordon Del Giorno and Michelangelo Rodriguez, sharing their new short film, Slavery's Children. And I have to say, Michelangelo, that I'm doing emphasis in the Italian aspect of Michelangelo. So I probably should have said Mike or something, but I think it gives...
It sounds great.
An international connotation to it.
Yeah, sounds great.
In any event, let's go back to, bring us up to speed, if you will, I have you here, both of you here, that were related to the Wilmingtonians. Bring us up to speed. How is that moving along? What news do you have on that? Because I believe you're still working on it. Could you please share where you are?
Yeah, I can talk to you a little bit about right now. The Film Brothers Festival of Shorts is coming up on February 21st, which has been super popular. And a lot of times I let others piggyback on with us, mm-hmm. and we collaborate. And so Michael at 5 o'clock is showing the Womantonians as a whole as an hour long. We put one and two together and made it a feature length. Okay. Now there's talk that we're going to even add another half hour to it and make it a full, and then, you know, really cut off certain things that just didn't work. It was a real project, mm-hmm. sort of mm-hmm. a test, and Michael was getting his feet wet with things there. A lot of wonderful moments in the film, but then a lot of stuff that we really need mm-hmm. to cut out. Mm-hmm. So that's where we are with that. So that's on the 21st of February at 5 o'clock at the Delaware Art Museum, mm-hmm. and tickets are $10. And come see, if you, it's called Last Chance. Well, the Womantonians, Last Chance to Be Somebody.
Right.
It's the last chance for people to see it, you know, probably at least in this form. Before we add the other and everything.
30 minutes.
So you could see it evolve as it goes mm-hmm. on, too, from a viewer standpoint, because it's going to keep going.
So what's been the reception, Michelangelo?
Well, regarding... Full house both times.
Oh, there you go. Well,
yeah,
that's good news.
Good. And I'm going to submit it to various film festivals and see, get some legs under it. You know, get invited to the film festivals, and next year I'd like to go to Sundance. But I wanted to answer the question that you asked me before about Slavery's Children, why I came up with that idea. Well, this is, we're like 600 years after Shakespeare, mm-hmm. who wrote all this great literature, Chaucer, and just the human condition is that people are just killing each other at such a rate that it's just mind-boggling that they do it. And mm-hmm. I ask myself, well, why are they doing it? We have all these great things that have happened, mm-hmm. you know, and I thought, well, maybe it's a condition that comes down from people who have been abused and assaulted, and it just goes through their own families. And I did some research, and it's true. Mm-hmm. It is genetic, or can be transferred. So we're going to examine that. Mm-hmm. Just think about that. Why do we have so much killing going on? Kids killing kids. And, you know, I'm somewhat of a pacifist, even though I'm a Vietnam vet and was in the military 4 years. Mm-hmm. But I just can't understand why people do that.
Right.
We're not the greatest nation in the world. We have plenty of food. We have resources. Mm-hmm. People work with each other. Mm-hmm. We have great communities. It's just something I don't understand. And so we did Slavery's Children to find out maybe this is one of the causes.
Right.
We're not referring to African-American slavery. We're just referring to people who feel enslaved.
Right.
Or, for example, in my family, we had lots and lots of violence. You know, and I have a brother who was became addicted to heroin, and so you kind of wonder about that, you know?
No, the point well taken, but as Gordon mentioned, it's not about color of skin, but that's situations. Right. I'm not so sure that I agree on the concept of genetics associated to it. It's an interesting point, but the research has demonstrated that it's nothing to do with color of the skin, but conditions, where they're coming from. Nevertheless, point well taken in the sense that it's something that we have to talk about, particularly when it comes to Wilmington. We all know the situation is difficult, has to be addressed from different points of view to generate some kind of dialogue that probably is not happening. And, and it looks like you guys are bringing that to fruition, making people think and talk about it, and including not only those who have a different color of skin, but also who have different kind of conditions, like the transgender story that you are sharing, the gay individual that was interviewed, those individuals that need respect and be presented from a different point of view.
And right? I think yes, and I think that another thing to add about this is that there may be a people that have a predisposition that, you know, they inside genetically somewhat that could be triggered. Maybe, and I think that's the missing link here that we don't know about is that, okay, why does somebody snap like that? Or why does somebody, you know, you can't blame it all on the outside stuff. I mean, maybe, and that's really hard for us to really understand because it's probably a little bit of both. And then you say, okay, somebody has a predisposition to violence or something. And if they're not nurtured along, then, boy, it could be an explosive situation. So I think what we're finding is there is a little bit of both from the research that we've been doing. And you know, we get the psychiatrists, the psychologists into it, and they'll sort of touch on that, I think. I mean, the people we're interviewing basically are going to tell you about what really, really brutal conditions they had, whether it be physical or in their mind or emotionally, mentally. So it should be a super interesting piece. And it's really going to be a beautiful piece when you see what these people have done with their lives.
Yeah, I bet. And this is what is probably the most important thing, that in spite of the fact of having difficulties at the end of the day, I mean, a fine example of that comes to mind right now is Oprah Winfrey. I mean, if you came from she did have a very hard time when she was a young girl. Nevertheless, now she owns an empire that everybody is respecting. She's African-American, she's outspoken, and she supports the causes that she believes in. That's overcoming something that's got to be celebrated. And just that's a celebrity, but there's also some other examples that the ones that you guys are presenting that are worth mentioning so people relate to that kind of beautiful stories. And I commend you guys for bringing this kind of dialogue to Wilmington that is very much needed. So if, go ahead.
Maybe the answer is people meeting in groups throughout the city, you know, and talking about their past and coming to terms with it and doing some sort of a therapy to deal with their anxieties and their frustrations.
Yes, we all need that. And what kind of, you were a teacher before, a professor at the university, I understand. Tell us a little bit about that, Michelangelo, so people relate to that as well.
Well, I graduated from high school in the Bronx, and then I went to the military. And then I, when I got out of the military, I landed in Ohio and got a BA in literature. And then I moved on to, I got a scholarship to get my master's degree with Joyce Carol Oates, the author. And then I started teaching in Puerto Rico. I was teaching English. So I'm fascinated by the Latino culture. Actually, I was in Madrid this summer looking for Pedro Almodovar, the producer. So Pedro, you if you're out there, I'm still looking for
him. He was stalking him.
You never know. You never know.
I love the way he makes his movies, and they're so human.
Well,
and
to that extent, you're making me think, mujeres al borde de un ataque de nervios.
Right?
You got to help me translating that, because I don't know if that actually came to the U.S. But we'll have to talk about that later on. For the time being, we don't have much time left. Please share slavery's children news. When is that going to happen? How can they get the tickets and all the details?
Well, we have two websites. We have thewilmingtonians.com. That's for the upcoming film on February 21st. And for current news on slavery's children, it's www.slaveryschildren.com.
There you go. And that is happening at some time soon?
In the fall.
Yeah, it'll be in the fall, probably at my festival of shorts, my 8th annual Film Brothers
show. And when is that going to happen?
We're not sure yet. It's usually sometime in October. But we're just getting the February date. Then we'll talk to the museum again, and we'll probably have 2 or 3 days there.
And you have to promise that you're going to come to tell us the news of what is going to be presented.
Oh, of course. And actually, the Slavery's Children will be done probably in the next 45 days.
Oh, there you go.
So there'll be some sort of press releases and stuff like that.
So
and
stay tuned. Gordon Del Giorno, Michelangelo Rodriguez, always good news. The Wilmingtonian seems to be a successful story. But slavery's children, when slavery is a state of mind, I would say, promises to be the thing for 2015, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So with the few seconds we have left, we only have to thank you again for having these fantastic minds and bringing the kind of conversation that is very much needed in Wilmington. So stay tuned. Slavery's Children coming up very soon. Thank you very much to both for having the time.
Thank you.